This is KUT. Austin City Council members are expected to consider renaming Robert E. Lee Road to A.Z. Taylor Morton Road this week. KUT's Audrey McGlinchey has this look at who Morton was.
We'll start on the road in question.
The road named for Lee is wooded, barely a mile long. It winds along the east side of Zilker Park, past the Umlauf Sculpture Garden, skirting the south side of Barton Springs Pool. Then it enters a more residential area. It's been officially Robert E. Lee Road since 1940, and 80 years later, that may change.
When you talk to AZ, you got the feeling that you were the most important person in the world to AZ at that time.
Terry Smith worked as an administrator at Houston Tillotson University. Smith knew AZ and can count off her many accomplishments. A member of John F. Kennedy's Committee on Equal Employment Opportunity, the first African American to serve as U.S. Treasurer.
Chair of the People-to-People Mission to the Soviet Union and China. She was an election observer for the presidential elections in Haiti, Senegal, and the Dominican Republic.
She was just mom to me, so...
Virgie Morton is AZ's eldest daughter. AZ was born in 1936 in Dale, Texas, southeast of Austin. Her mother was deaf and her father wasn't around.
It was a struggle. She worked in the cotton fields. She put herself through school. She wanted more.
AZ graduated from Houston Tillotson in the 50s and worked as an assistant to the chair of the Democratic National Committee. In 1977, she began serving as U.S. Treasurer under President Jimmy Carter. Morton's daughter still has bills bearing her mom's signature.
It's not in circulation anymore, but you can still, on occasion, run across, you know, a dollar or five or something.
When AZ was done in Washington, she moved back to Austin. She opened a bookstore at Houston Tillotson and worked there, according to Smith, until her death in 2003.
What do you think your mom would think about having a street named after her?
She would probably say, I don't deserve it. It's a way, I guess, for the city to give back to her, because she did give so much, and especially at that pool.
In the middle of the 20th century, Barton Springs Pool was closed to African Americans. Virgie told me how during that time, a friend invited AZ to the pool.
Long story short, she did go and got in the pool. And that's basically it.
City Council members will consider renaming Robert E. Lee Road and Jeff Davis Avenue at their meeting on Thursday. Public hearings on both changes are set for after 4 p.m. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.